Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic.
Should local school board races be partisan? Well, aren't they already? Hey, even though most school board races are emphatically touted as nonpartisan, are they? I don't think so. I think this is a significant issue because for decades, there has been an effort to portray to the public that folks running for these political offices have no partisan beliefs on issues and are in no way represented by political parties, which we know is bogus. All candidates lean either right or left. They're candidates, after all, for political office. And everyone vying for political office is political. The truth is, everybody who steps up to vie for these local races always have political ideological leanings and are usually affiliated with a political party. Unfortunately, the political game, even at the local level, is fraught with half-truths and broad statements to attract our vote. And to that point, it is not uncommon for a school board candidate to re-register with the elections office, changing status from a prominent political party to something like being independent or a non-affiliated voter. Is that honest? All of this is misleading to the voters who want and need to know what kinds of policies candidates represent. Republican Arizona Senator Justine Wadzak, sponsor of legislation to make school board races partisan, says this. This reform is about getting voters the information they need to make the best decisions for their children and their schools. She's right. American political ideologies are far apart. Today's partisan polarization has never been more evident. The two dominant parties have little room for compromise or agreement on most issues. As a result, K-12 education issues have escalated. One party wants to politicize education curriculums, while the other wants to limit subjects to academic instruction. Locally elected school board members comprise the largest group of elected officials in the country. And yet, the National School Boards Association estimates that voter turnout is often just 5 to 10% of the average for these elections. It's no mystery why the Arizona School Board Association, made up of those currently serving in elected school boards, called the Arizona legislation stupid. The stupid argument is not only an insult to our intellect, it's a clue to the fact that this change would hurt one party over another's efforts to impact local school district policies. Evidence of that stems from a decision in North Carolina to allow counties to create partisan school board elections. The number of people voting for candidates was higher in counties where voters knew candidate party affiliation, indicating more information compels people to support those they trust. If there is limited information, as we often see in a county voter's pamphlet, voters tend to vote for no one. They're conflicted. They don't know who to trust. Who does our school board represent anyway? Well, one comment from a school board director was, "When you're representing kids, your political party doesn't matter. because you're representing all kids. Well, that's somewhat true. However, this is an adult controversy. It's not about what minors think or want. They don't vote. And I would hope that school board director understands who he actually represents. School boards not only represent all parents in a district, they represent all voters and taxpayers who happen to be the ones that pay their bills. An argument against partisan local races is they will be contentious. Well, guess what? Even though party affiliation is not required, school board races have already become contentious. Often political parties formally endorse nonpartisan candidates. Now, doesn't that make them partisan? In addition, it's not uncommon for a political party to contribute financially to these races. Then there are organizations who do the same. For example, the local teachers union and Parents' Rights and Education Political Action Committee. Oh, yes, these races, partisan or nonpartisan, are already very contentious. There is a lot at stake on both sides. The local teachers' unions organize telephone campaigns, contacting school board directors' employers, calling for their termination. School board directors' employers are picketed and harassed. Teachers' union followers and members participate in stalking campaigns, following candidates and their family members, even picketing in front of their homes. And if that's not contentious enough, intimidate spouses, causing marital issues. There's another question that's come up. How will we ever be able to recruit good candidates if they're partisan races and if there's all this contention? The assertion that partisan elections will further complicate the ability to recruit qualified people to run for these unpaid positions is valid. Who wants to be targeted for caring about kids? There is the opposite argument, however, and that is if the race is partisan, more support will be forthcoming from the local party affiliate. No one can deny one political party more than another has used these formerly less important positions as stepping stones to state legislative positions, because name recognition and party loyalty are critical to winning elections. It's not uncommon at all to graduate from local nonpartisan positions to state representative, senator, and statewide office. Don't we want to know which party that individual represents? School board issues related to K-12 schools today are highly partisan, and therefore so are elections. They are controversial because parental rights have been obfuscated by elected officials from the U.S. president all the way down to your local school board and local water district. Legislatures have decided they have the right to determine and regulate local school policies, cutting parents and citizens out of the loop. That was never the intention when local school boards were instituted. Have you noticed? Rarely, until recently, have K-12 school issues been considered by any candidates for governor? That should not be the case now, because governors are signing bills blocking parents from their constitutional rights. If school board races become partisan, real intentions of candidates will become more, not less, evident to voters. And I say, that's a good idea. This Friday, I will be talking with Amy Breitenstein. She's a Moses Lake, Washington affiliate member. Last year, Amy stood up and was a candidate for her local school board. She won and now serves in position 1 for Moses Lake School District. Don't miss learning about Amy's successful race and her new experience on the school board.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsineducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsineducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12x12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.